The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, great to be with you on this chilly afternoon. I'm Bill Carlin for Bill Bunkley. Bill gave us a ring a little earlier today, feeling a little bit under the weather. So we're going to see if I can keep this thing afloat for the next couple of hours. You know, it's a different thing when you kind of don't know that you're going to be hosting the show in the afternoon, because then you have to think of something interesting to say, hopefully interesting. That's interesting to more than just you. And that's always the struggle. But it's great to be with you. Yeah, the weather, it's so funny. My wife was looking at the forecast, and, you know, all she saw was that it's going to get down, I think, into the 30s and then into the 50s is our high for tomorrow somewhere. She thought that this morning was going to be the morning that it was going to be in the 30s. So here I am at 6 in the morning, and my wife is telling me that we have to bundle up Sarah, my 7-year-old, like Nanook of the North. And because we live in Florida, like you, we don't really keep a ton of winter clothes around. So the point of the whole thing was I was supposed to not put her in one but two jackets, plus a sweatshirt, plus a layer under that. And by the time we finished that process, or trying to get Sarah into all of that, her last outer layer is this kind of pastel blue thing. She looked like a giant jawbreaker walking out the door. She couldn't move. So I think I ended up taking one of the jackets off of her. She was fine. Everything's going to be okay. But tonight is the night that we're down into the 30s. Tonight is the night that all of us pretend for an instant that we have weather, winter weather here in Florida. So we'll see how that goes. So yeah, tomorrow we're looking at a high around 53 degrees. Then we begin kind of the warm up going into the weekend. This weekend, lots going on around the Tampa Bay community. Hey, listen, whether you're with this or not, Children's Gasparilla is going on the Bay Shore. So if you want to avoid a traffic jam, you're going to want to plan yourself around that. That's happening. And yeah, so there you go. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Tallahassee, kind of Bill's regular beat as he continues to monitor that from the Florida State Legislature. A couple of the big stories that are coming out now, there's a bill out that would unify the three USF campuses as one with the same accreditation. And this one's not getting a ton of pushback, by the way, from the University of South Florida. Basically, over the last few years, the University of South Florida at St. Petersburg, the one in Sarasota, Manatee, have been separately accredited from University of South Florida up in North Tampa. But with USF moving to just a higher status as they approach what's called preeminence in their ranking among state colleges, it makes sense to accredit them all under the same umbrella so they can all experience the benefit of that preeminent designation. And so that's kind of how that all started. Chris Sproles out of Palm Harbor Republican put that forward. And so that's the push. Now, the big deal is, I guess, over the next year, they're going to have to figure out a way to make all that happen, to bring what was under three umbrellas back under one umbrella. And that's one of the things they're working on in Tallahassee today. Another thing that's popped up is with Senator Jack LaValla, who resigned in the midst of some pretty serious allegations of sexual harassment. And so the discussion has been, do we have a special election? Because that seat was up anyway in November, this coming November, the fall. So the question before everyone is, do they have a special election? Do they run a whole campaign? Do they get a couple of candidates together? Basically for a seat that will be contested again in less than a year. And right now, the consensus is no, that they're not going to do that, because the cost of putting on a special election for a seat that will only remain occupied for another 10 months, it's just too prohibitive. And so it looks like the legislature is already preparing to just continue to fill the gap in that seat. I know Senate President Joe Negron has just kind of kept everybody on Jack LaValla's staff. And then he has also divided up duties among several Florida state senators to make sure that that district, which, by the way, encompasses over 500,000 people between Pinellas and Pasco counties, is represented. So that will be a continuing issue, and it will be one of those things that we'll have to monitor in the weeks to come. One of the other things you'll be hearing about more and more as we move through this legislature is Rick Scott's final budget as the governor of Florida. You know, when he came on in the midst of the recession, of course, there was a lot of cost cutting necessarily that went on. Now, Florida really is starting to boom, and there is money there that does need to be allocated to things like infrastructure, transportation, schools. We are still funding our schools at 2007 levels. And you don't have to be a quote-unquote liberal or quote-unquote conservative to just look at the writing on the wall or the misspelled writing on the wall to say that, you know, maybe it's time that we throw a little bit more money at this and make this happen. So it's going to be a battle, because what you have going on in the legislature is you have a governor who is, in essence, kind of lame ducking it, finishing up his term, who's wanting to get some things done. And that includes increasing state budgets. And then you have the folks who are going to be running to take his place. Ron DeSantis was kind of tapped by President Trump. I'm sure that you have some other names in there, Adam Putnam, who are going to want to run for that governor's mansion in Tallahassee. And the thing that they have to do is, of course, run on their bona fides as conservatives, which always means smaller government, spending less of the people's money, and lower taxes. So what you're going to have here, I think, as we look in the weeks to come, is kind of a you're going to see some friction between an executive branch that sees the need to increase some spending and to continue to foster the economic growth that we've had in the state over the last few years. I mean, listen, I haven't agreed with Governor Scott on everything. But I will say this. He has been a hawk for getting jobs into the state. And Tampa right now leads the state in the number of new jobs and wage growth. So you're not going to get a lot of argument for me there. It's going to be interesting, though, to see how Florida senators and Florida representatives look at these budgets, look at these numbers, and what kind of conclusions they come up with as we begin to look at bringing a new governor into Tallahassee and beating your chest, so to speak, for the agenda to which you subscribe. So we'll see how that goes. Tough question came to my mind this weekend, and maybe we'll discuss this further into the next break. We were in Fort Myers this weekend. My father-in-law lives there, who is, by the way, the greatest father-in-law on the planet. And along with him this weekend were my wife's uncle and aunt, Rich and Lori, in from Houston. We had a terrific time with them. We took Rich, did a little bit of golfing. Missy took Lori down to, what is it down at Fort Myers Beach, Times Square, which is kind of their, like when you go to Clearwater Beach, you've got the Palm Pavilion and you've got all that type of thing. So I guess at Fort Myers Beach, it's Times Square, and that's where all the tourists go to tourist out and do that touristy thing. And so they went and they did that. And then when they came back, we had a nice dinner and just talking about life and what's going on. And Rich and Lori both turned 60 this year, and I turned 50 this year. And Lori asked a question that kind of stuck with me the whole weekend. She said, Bill, now that you're 50, she goes, don't you feel it? I go, what do you mean? I feel what? Mortality. I know. That silence. That was, it took me a minute to kind of jump into that question. When you get around 50, do you feel that mortality? And you know what? What's crazy is, honestly, I do feel that. There's a moment in that, and it was just the oddest thing out of the blue. And I just, Lori, it's true. I said, you come to a point when you realize, unless your health is just amazing, unless you have the genetic makeup, or God so wills, you've kind of got more days behind you than you have ahead of you. And you start slowly, little bit by little bit, making plans that you didn't think that you would be making. So right now, we're in that college making plans phase for Zach and Sarah, trying to get all of that wound up so that when that time comes, they're ready to go. And then you start to have discussions about, well, what do we want to do in the future? I mean, what do we want to do in terms of, do we want to downsize at some point? Do we want to purchase now like a little income property that we could move into later? Or maybe we hold on to this house and we rent it out to people as part of our retirement. It's a crazy plans that you make that make you realize that you are making plans for eventually what will be so long, see you, sayonara, via Kunduz. It's been good. I'm out. It's a strange place to be. And what that has even more brought to my mind, and I don't know if you go through this, where you're at in life, is what does this all mean in my relationship with Christ? I always wondered how old people got virtuous all of a sudden. I mean, I knew people in my life when I was a kid who lived like absolute maniacs. And then about 50 or 60 years old, all of a sudden, man, they tamped it down. And they started living righteous lives. They started pulling it all together and, you know, working on their relationship with God. And I just thought all old people were godly. But then I realized, you start looking in the mirror and you see those lines. And then you start thinking to yourself, man, I better get it together before Jesus comes back or I go to see him. So anyway, that was our weekend in Fort Myers. And I got to tell you, man, I think I love the Lord and I've been serving him for a while. But you start to get to that place where you're like, I better work on this a little harder. Anyway, it's great to be with you today. In for Bill Bunkley. Lots going on today. I believe, Mike, you can tell me this. Are we going to be giving the Regnery book away, the Bully of Asia book today? Or is that Matt on the other channel? Okay, at the end of the month. So we've got that going on. And we actually have a new contest that's up right now. And I got to look up on the notes for that because this is pretty cool. We just finished the Shape Up or Ship Out giveaway. And I want to know, I wish I knew who won that because I'd like to know what they chose to do. Did they choose to shape up with $4,000 toward health equipment, or did they take that getaway to the Western Caribbean? I'd be all over the Caribbean. Anyway, we've got a new giveaway we'll tell you about later on. You could go on a spring shopping spree in New York City. So learn more about that. Go to letstalkfaith.com. Click on the contest link. Hey, when we come back, there was lots of great football this weekend and lots of talk about people who gave God the glory when their team won. Do you think God cares who wins football games? Do you think you might even give a little extra edge to his special kids? We'll talk about that when we come back here in Faith Talk. 570-910 FM 102.1. I'm Bill Carl. This is the Bill Bunkley Show.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Just under 800,000 people receive permits to stay and work under the DACA program. President Trump has announced the program's end. It now falls to Congress to decide the fate of the Dreamers. A legislated deal between those competing interests is obvious. Regularization of the 700,000 who can show they have not been involved in violence or criminal enterprise. A significant investment in border security, including the 700-plus miles of wall an explicit rejection of chain migration entitlement or preference for the Dreamers, and an end to the absurd diversity visa lottery. This compromise is not amnesty. A long, strong fence and additional security measures aren't the Berlin Wall, nor are the proponents totalitarians. After all the posturing and the rhetoric is done and said, my take is that a large majority of Americans can agree on this plan. Can Congress get its act together and, in a bipartisan fashion, do an obviously good thing? Just do it and then move on. What a concept. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asks most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm Bill Carl filling in today. Bill taking a little bit sick, so say a prayer for him. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with James Greenwood, who is an expert on bio-warfare, biological attack preparedness. With all the saber-rattling going on right now in places like North Korea and Iran, is this something we need to be worried about? We talk a lot about nukes, but what about things like anthrax? So we'll check in with him, see what's going on with that. In the meantime, and you may want to just chime in on this. In fact, I would love to hear how you feel about this. The number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Watching the NFL playoffs this past weekend as we get closer to championship week. Looks like it's going to be the Jags and the Pats, the Eagles and the Vikings. And particularly with the Eagles and with the Vikings, a lot of my friends who are fans of those teams were making a really just kind of a big deal about some of the Christian influence that has been a part of their stories this year, particularly when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, Mother Teresa could play QB for the Eagles, and I will not pull for them. It's just a thing with me. But Carson Wentz, God bless him, who's a quarterback for the Eagles, has been very, very outspoken in his faith in Jesus Christ, which I just think is spectacular. I think that's an area of the country that a lot of times they're not exactly in the buckle of the Bible Belt. So for somebody to stand up and glorify God in the midst of that and to be able to speak that into his community, that's just such a cool thing. And I really appreciate the stories that have come out of Philadelphia this year. I appreciate the baptism that was held in the hotel pool there before the guys played against Carolina one game this season. Some of the players got baptized, gave their hearts to the Lord. I've heard the same stories from Minnesota. Case Keenum. That's right. Giving glory to God and saying, you know, I'm so thankful to the Lord. You hear about this a lot, particularly when there's a win. You know, there's pretty much, or at the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever the award show, the Emmys, a lot of times somebody's going to stand up, they'll win. And Matthew McConaughey did this a few years ago, gave glory to God. And I think that's so awesome. There's this weird little line, though, and this is where I need you to jump in. 877-943-9673, where people will start saying, well, God favored that team to win that game because so-and-so player is a Christian. You saw this when Tim Tebow played for Denver. He had that one playoff victory. And people were just going nuts with the numbers. well, the amount of yards that he did added up to John 3:16, and then pretty soon the number of penalty yards against the other team was the Romans Road, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the number of sips from the Gatorade bottle was Leviticus. Okay, I exaggerate. Do you think God cares about the winner of the game? Do you think God, in some way, has something to say about that? 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Do you think that of all the things that are to be concerned of within this great big world of ours, that this is one of those things that God, seeing the platform that these players has and having put them there, may throw a little bit of extra yardage under the ball when it's heading down the thing? I think it's a good question. I think sometimes because we get so into the football part of it, or whatever that glamour part of it is that we begin to say, well, these guys won because, you know, God was in on that. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. I don't even know if that's the right question. But it seems to be one that pops up occasionally. I thought through this, I was bringing it today. I'll tell you, one of the things that, and I brought up Tim Tebow earlier, because he really is, for so many people, kind of a role model of what people should be in the public eye and their platform. And I would totally agree. I am not a Tebow hater. I didn't think he was the great quarterback. I don't know that he would have been the story that we all wanted him to be. But the one thing I always admired about Tim Tebow, and I continue to admire about him, is that he glorifies God no matter what the situation. He glorifies God regardless of whether he gets picked up by the team. If his baseball career works out, he just loves God. James checking in with us from Braden today. How you doing, James?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Good. So what's your take on this, man? Athletes, the platform they have, how they choose to glorify God. Do you think God is, you know, really, he kind of will tip that balance a little bit for them?
I think God cares about everything we do in life, every part of our life. I think he knew about these games way before we were around. And, as far as the Tim Tebow, John 3:16 thing, I just ran across that video again a few days ago, and there was a whole lot of coincidences of 3:16. I'm not sure about the weight of the ice in the Gatorade holder, but the yards, the average yards, the passing, the time of possession, and all those things. I actually posted it on Facebook. Is all this a coincidence? Yeah. I don't know, but I believe God cares about everything we do, and I believe he cares about football. I'm not sure he cares about who's winning, but I got to believe he has an influence in everything we do. If not football, then what other things would I discount?
Well, I think that's a good point there. I think God can speak to us through all the different things that are part of our lives, the different diversions that we have. I mean, listen, in a large part of the world, NFL football means not one thing. It doesn't, you know. I mean, listen, if it's not a soccer ball, it doesn't mean anything. But, James, I like where you're going and the idea that God can glorify himself through all of it. And while he may not care about the individual outcome of a game, he certainly cares about the individual. Hey, man, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm Bill Carl, hanging out with you for Bill Bunkley as he gets over a little bit of a bug there. And we'll be back in just a few moments with our friend James Greenwood talking about biological attack preparedness here on the Bill Bunkley Show.
last in summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump about to make history once again, as he will be the first sitting president ever to address the March for Life in a live video address. That'll happen on Friday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's Rose Garden remarks will be beamed to the March for Life via satellite, and she says the president is committed to protecting the life of the unborn. Something of a war of words today between the White House and Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, who took aim at some of the president's attacks on the media. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Flake is actually trying to increase his own popularity among his constituents in Arizona because of his own low poll numbers. Another history-making session on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 323 points, closing above the 26,000 mark for the first time ever at 26,116. This is SRN News.
If you know Alexa, you know she's quick with a joke.
What starts with an E but only has a single letter in it? An envelope.
Or an encouraging compliment.
You always know how to find that silver lining.
But best of all, you can listen to Alexa to listen to us.
Welcome to Faith Talk Tampa.
Just tell Alexa, enable Faith Talk Tampa skill. And boom, there you go.
Welcome to Faith Talk Tampa.
On air, online, and using Alexa. Faith Talk 570.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, I guarantee you a 100% success rate. We'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-786-9300. That's 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300.
Is prayer allowed to take place at a high school graduation? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
How can I educate my local high school administration regarding the prayer issue at graduation and everything?
Have you actually had the graduation ceremony already at the school?
Yes, I went and I graduated there several years ago, and I think we have a lot of good Christians in the administration and a lot of teachers that I know.
But they're afraid of lawsuits. I mean, you know, one of the big issues is that every time that, you know, a student utters a word of religious sentiment, let alone a prayer or a testimonial, they're afraid they're going to get sued. But here's the reality. School district cannot be involved in the giving of the prayer itself or the words used for the prayer. But what can happen is if a student, if they want to include a personal word of testimony or a prayer, they have the constitutional right to do that. But there are ways that students can have a prayer at a graduation ceremony without running afoul of the Constitution.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Saturday afternoons at 4, it's time for Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs.
There are many in the church and the body of Christ today that have no patience for rebuke from its leader. But there was an expectation that the church member would come under the leadership and authority of those that were given that responsibility in the church.
Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs, Saturday afternoons at 4 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, this is Bill Carl in for Bill Bunkley today. Thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. The 29th of this month, and we are just days away from it. Calibrate the Worship Team event taking place at South Tampa Fellowship. Matt Marr will be there, Meredith Andrews, Josh Wilson. It's an all-day event. Corey Asbury, Caleb Miller, some folks from Bethel Worship. Listen, if you're a worship leader, you need to be there 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's not about who writes the best song or how to put a chorus in there that's going to make everybody cry or, you know, really draw people. It's about discipleship. It's about you as a worship leader, as a worship team member, becoming closer to God. Really want to encourage you. Listen, go to your worship leader this Sunday and say, hey, man, are you going to calibrate the worship event? Here's the website, calibrateworship.com/Tampa. That's calibrateworship.com/Tampa. You can go ahead and jump in there and get signed up and do it quick because it's filling up. So on the way, it's funny that that our next guest that we set this up today, actually Bill had this set up. On the way into work today, I heard a big roundtable discussion on the radio about nuclear proliferation, about the threat of nuclear warheads, about everything having to do with all of the saber rattling that's going on in places like North Korea and Iran and Pakistan and just all this and the nuclear threat. And I thought to myself, well, what about that easier attack? What about biological attacks? I mean, what's easier, to push a big red button and everybody knows what's up, or for an attack to come, maybe anthrax or some other type of atomized pathogen into a water supply, something like that? It's that, to me, that's the more real and more scary thing. And here to talk about that is James Greenwood, Jim Greenwood. He's the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization, BIO, and formerly served in the House of Representatives, U.S. House for Pennsylvania's 8th District for 12 years from 93 to 2005. So he's got a pretty good, long, deep resume when it comes to this type of issue. Jim, thanks for joining us today in the Bill Bunkley Show.
Sure. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate you having me on.
So with all that's going on in the world today, and it seems like North Korea is in the headlines every day, and if it's not North Korea, it's Iran, the question arises, outside of any type of nuclear type event, I mean, are we ready for a biological attack?
I'm afraid not. And it's not just the, what we talked about at this Blue Ribbon panel that I'm on today was two things, basically. A bioterror attack, actually three things, a bioterror attack, an accidental release of virulent toxins of any kind, or an unpredicted major pandemic. This year happens to be the 100th anniversary of the great Spanish flu of 1918. That, and believe it or not, that infected 500 million people, which was one-third of the population of the planet, and killed between 50 and 100 million people.
That's one of the, I mean, it's amazing how fast we can forget something. A couple of generations go by like that, and we just kind of let that move out of our consciousness. Jim Greenwood is also, and Jim, you just brought that up, you're part of a Blue Ribbon study panel on biodefense that's
right,
going on right now. And there's some pretty big names that are a part of this with you. From both sides of the aisle, you've got Joe Lieberman and Tom Ridge. You've got Donna Shalala, Tom Daschle, and, of course, you, Jim Greenwood. So some other members of that. And you've actually, you're setting up, you've been meeting today at the University of Miami, the Newman Alumni Center. You know, this is a pretty serious issue when you have folks coming from every side of the political spectrum to participate in the discussion. Talk about some of your conversations today.
Sure. Well, you were right in the beginning to point out that the threats from bioterror and the threats from pandemic are not foremost in people's minds because they're not, they don't happen with any predictability. It's not like somebody's got them all set to launch like a nuclear threat. But it's not a question of if we're going to have one of these horrible events. It's a question of when we're going to happen, and then how prepared are we? So people tend to think when you think of a big catastrophe like this, of the federal government initiating the response. And in fact, it makes perfect sense. It's the opposite. The first responders are the local communities, the firefighters, the emerging medical technicians, and so. What we were looking at today was how prepared are the cities, the states, the tribes, and the American territories to respond to these kinds of events before the state and federal officials can even arrive.
Well, I'd imagine that's a key point of access too, because You know, it's one thing in a major metroplex. If something should occur, you have more ability. Say it's like, God forbid it would be Washington, D.C., but you would have a municipal or an urban context for that where you'd be able to say, hey, listen, all D.C. firefighters and emergency responders are prepared like this, or Los Angeles, or wherever. You have a chance at some type of regulation or some type of regulated response. I would imagine where it gets tough are in smaller cities and communities, maybe even where you have volunteer fire departments, you have part-time emergency responders, folks who kind of show up when there's a need, but there's not often a need.
Right. So the kinds of things we talked about are how can we detect some of these things sooner than later. An interesting thought that I had is I happen to be in an airport. You might be able to hear that in the background. But, when people have certain kinds of flus that are serious and they may not even know they have it yet, their body temperature rises. And it used to be that we would have these devices that would pick up your temperature particularly if you came in from another country. When the SARS epidemic was going on and so forth. And I posed a question, what if we could retrofit all of the checkpoints in an airport? And so that when you went through the device that checks you for metal, it also could just take your temperature. And what would happen is all of a sudden you wouldn't even associate anybody's name with it, but the airport could see, we've just had 15 people that are showing symptoms of flu come through here in the last hour, and then they might start to notify the medical community that there's something spreading in that community. Then the questions are, after you detect this kind of thing, do the local teams know how to respond? Do they know how to diagnose it? Do they know how to treat it initially and then get it to the hospital? And then are the hospitals ready? Do they have the personnel and the expertise? And a big issue is, do they have the room? So most hospitals are 90%+ filled, have their beds 90% filled. If all of a sudden you have mass casualties, and you have a surge coming to the hospitals, how do you manage that?
Mm. We're talking with Jim Greenwood. He's the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. Today there was a Blue Ribbon study panel convened at the University of Miami that included just a number of folks with government experience in this and a stake in this game, folks from both sides of the aisle. Joe Lieberman was there, former Governor Tom Ridge, Donna Shalala, Tom Daschle, and, of course, Jim Greenwood. Jim, what were some of the other things that came up during your panel discussions today that affect your average, man or woman here in the United States of America right now, things that we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, I think it's not really so much a question about being on the lookout, but let's suppose that all of a sudden your community is struck with one of these events, and you may need not hospitalization, but you may need medicine. One mm-hmm. of the things we looked at is, can we set up a system so that every pharmacy, whether it's a CVS or a small community pharmacy, every pharmacy has the kinds of countermeasures that you need in that kind of an event. And if they don't, how do you quickly distribute them from a central point? And then how do you notify the public that this is what they should do, with a crawler on your TV or on your smartphone, the way you get notified about storms and flooding?
Hmm. So that's not something that would just happen already through the emergency broadcast system.
Well, it might in certain circumstances. And I actually asked that question, to what extent does the emergency broadcasting system, they have canned messages about most of the threats we think about
right.
most of the time. But I raised the question, do they have canned messages ready to go for these kinds of events?
I mean, for instance, on my smartphone, I get Amber Alerts all the time. And there
right,
seems to
right.
be no issue with communicating that type of message. It would seem that it would be the next most logical step in terms of whether it's
right.
whether it's a biological attack that is intended, or if all of
right.
a sudden
so,
you have somebody coming through the airport with some type of virulent pathogen that's attacking their body.
Right. So what we would hope would happen, and this is what we're working on and trying to get local communities organized to do, is your smartphone would say, like an amber warning, notice it has been detected that there's an outbreak of a particular flu or disease that's very contagious. If you have these systems, go immediately to a doctor or a hospital. Or it might say, emergency, there's been a biological attack at such and such a location. Here's what you should do to, move away from that location or seek shelter if you don't have time to move away.
Mm. So going forward, we're talking, by the way, with Jim Greenwood, who's the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. We're talking about biological attack preparedness. Jim, as we're getting ready to wrap up here, what's going forward for you? What's the next step as you guys have gone through this Blue Ribbon study panel? What are you planning as a going forward point?
Yeah, we've been doing this since 2014, and we've already written a couple of reports, and a report will come out of today's meeting. And then what we do is we go to Congress, and it helps the number of us are former members of Congress, and we find champions for these issues, and we get them to pass the kind of legislation that we need. And even though I started out by saying it's the local responders are first, it would help if the federal government would provide resources to local hospitals so that they can create the resources that they would need in such a kind of this kind of an emergency.
Mm. Well, we appreciate your time. One more question before you go. What's the most likely scenario? I mean, what are the things that, as you said in this panel for the last 3 years, what are the things that are keeping you awake at night?
It's probably a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of these viruses that can be can jump from livestock, pigs, chickens, et cetera, get into humans. Usually that happens outside of the U.S. with people who live with their livestock. And it's a virus that for which we're not familiar. We haven't developed vaccines or countermeasures. And all of a sudden it's very contagious and it starts to spread quickly in the United States. And that's probably more likely than a bioterror event. But you can be darn sure that the people who would love to kill as many Americans as they can will continue to look for ways to do that with biological weapons.
Okay. Well, sobering thoughts and thankful to know that somebody's looking out for us in this. Thank you so much, Jim. God bless you. And hopefully we'll learn some good things from you the next time we're together, okay?
Well, thank you for letting me talk on your station today.
All right. God bless. Jim Greenwood, President and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. Mike, save that audio, because I think that may be one of the more unique interviews I've ever been a part of. I'm surprised. Something you can't just dump amoxicillin all over. It's what we do at our house. it's so funny. We just got out of Christmas vacation, and I think everyone in my house came down with some form of the flu. So maybe our immunity system is built up a little bit more right now. I don't know. Back with more in a minute here on The Bill Bunkley Show. Okay, talent auditions for the Manatee County Fair, January 11th through 21st, 2018, and you are?
The Duet Quartet.
Okay, and you know the theme of the fair. Good food, good rides, good times.
Yep.
All right, take it away.
Good food.
Good rides.
Good times.
It's time for the fair.
Fellas, how do you feel about shovels and wheelbarrows?
That's fine.
Don't miss the Manatee County Fair. Good food, good rides, good times. Details at ManateeCountyFair.com.
Forever My Girl is a modern-day prodigal son story. Country music star Liam Page never got over Josie, his one true love he left at the altar. But when he returns to his hometown years later, he's faced with the consequences of all he left behind.
Why'd you leave my mama?
I was young. I got lost.
But you found your way back now, right?
Find your way back home in the film NBC Raves will make you laugh, cry, and fall in love. Forever My Girl. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters Friday.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? With a company who wants you for your life skills as well as your job skills? Find a career you can believe in. Find your true calling at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings in the Christian sector. Get connected with outstanding employers that share your values and understand there's more to you than what's in your resume.
I've always wanted to focus my energies in the Christian community because, to me, having a career means more than just a paycheck. ChristianJobs.com allowed me to apply all my skills in a meaningful way.
Find your true dream job today at ChristianJobs.com.
I found not only my dream job, but my calling at ChristianJobs.com.
Once you see the long list of quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Visit ChristianJobs.com, ChristianJobs.com.
Bill Bunkley here for my friends at EDI Travel. If you're a pastor of a church or a leader of an organization who has ever dreamed about leading a trip to the Holy Land, be sure to consult with the professionals at EDI Travel, just named again for the third year in a row, the very best Holy Land tour company by TripAdvisor. EDI Travel will start with what your group wants to see and customize your own very special tour. All-inclusive tour packages are EDI's specialty. The price for your trip covers everything: flights, ground transportation, accommodations, tax, tips, and admissions, leaving you and your group with no surprises. Whether your group is first-time or returning travelers, they are the professionals who'll make the experience great for everyone. Set your sights on Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, and much, much more. Call now to get your EDI trip planned today at 727-460-1225. That's 727-460-1225.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt. Many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. People can barely afford to keep up. Here's the great news. With our powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit and have helped over 600,000 people with their credit cards. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-495-1307. That's 800-495-1307.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
You are a child of the Most High King. You have favor on your life. Act like it, walk like it, talk like it. If you knew who you were, you would act differently. Praise God. Keep your head up high. Why? Because I'm a child of the King.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins. Weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570 and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910 FM 102.1. I'm Bill Carl. Great to be with you here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Bill's not feeling too good. It's kind of been, I got to tell you, man, since just after Christmas, seems like everybody's got a little bit of a something, man. Somebody's got some bug or something like that. We just got off the line with Jim. Jim, forgive me. Can I just tell you, this was the first time, Jim Greenwood, who is a biological attack expert. And I thought to myself, man, he's behind because whoever's doing it's already come to my house like three times in the last week. This is what I don't like about when it gets cold in Florida, because we're not used to it. Our bodies aren't used to it anymore. I grew up for a small chunk of my life in cold places, but I moved to Florida in 1988. And other than 4 months in Richmond, I've kind of been here. And I just don't do well with cold anymore. And what happens is it's nice and warm and toasty, good 75-degree day. And then tonight it drops down into the low 30s, upper 20s. And then my sinuses dry out. And then pretty soon I've got a raging cold, which deteriorates into a sinus infection. My kids get it. My wife gets it. And then we take turns. Maybe it's like that at your house. We take turns spreading it around. So it becomes this whole, like, you know, Missy will come and go, you know, Zach is sick. I think he needs to be home from school today. Wasn't he out of school like 2 weeks ago? Yeah, but he's sick again. So anyway, we need to eat our vegetables, do our spinach, and when that Blue Ribbon Commission can come up with something that stops me from having to throw down like $1 billion for amoxicillin every 2 weeks. I'm going to be ready for that solution. So, yeah, tonight we get down to the 30s, and then tomorrow high only, I guess, low 50s, like 53, which is odd because if you lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and that was the forecast, you would be planning on going out and getting a suntan tomorrow because that would be really, really warm for you. But since you live here in Florida, it is not warm for you. It is miserable for you. So we'll find our way through that. Hey, Bill Bunkley was talking about the Holy Land, and I want to let you know that you actually have an opportunity to go. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to Brian Chappell, Unlimited Grace, his podcast. You can look those up. Just Google those up or find them at oneplace.com. Great minister, great preacher, and he's got an amazing book called Unlimited Grace that you need to check into. And here's how you can kill two birds with one stone. You can go to letstalkfaith.com and use the keyword grace and enter to win a trip for two to the Holy Land this year with Brian Chappell. Okay, so if you win, you can grab your spouse or your best friend or your sibling or whoever is in your life that you find significant. Take them to the Holy Land. Walk where Jesus walked. You know, hear insights as to where he spoke and brought, really, I mean, inaugurated the kingdom of God right here on earth. And at the same time, whether you win or not that trip to the Holy Land, you're going to get a free copy of Brian's book, Unlimited Grace, delivered to your home. So pretty good deal there. All you have to do is go to letstalkfaith.com, use the keyword grace, and enter to win that trip. I have to tell you, I want to go to the Holy Land. We were putting away the last of the Christmas stuff the other day, and I know that we're awfully late with that. I mean, we're already, you know, halfway through January, but there was one last box of Christmas things that needed to go away. But before that last box of Christmas things could go into the closet under the stairs, everything that was in the closet under the stairs had to come out, be reorganized, recollated, a bunch of things thrown away, and then the Christmas stuff to put way in the back. And it took, I mean, to put one box away took 2 hours. But in that little box, the last three things that got put away this year, not the elf on the shelf, not the stockings, not the wreath. It was Missy's nativity set that her grandmother bought her from Israel. When Pauline went to Israel decades ago, she came back with a nativity set that had been carved out of olive wood. And apparently that's the thing when you go there is olive wood carvings. And that's one of the things that you bring back. But every time I hold those in my hand, I know this maybe sounds silly to you, but I just think, man, this wood that this figurine is carved with comes from probably some grove of olive trees that is not far at all from where our Savior, the Messiah, walked. I mean, that connection, it's just a powerful connection. And the idea that, you know, you're holding something in your hand that comes from the place where the Lord walked is just a neat thing. And I can't even imagine what it's going to be like for that couple that wins to be able to step out and to walk where he walked. Sign up today. Go to letstalkfaith.com. Pop in the keyword grace. Get a free copy of Brian Chappell's book, Unlimited Grace. And you could win a free trip for two on the Holy Land Tour 2018 with Brian Chappell. By the way, we're missing a few of those figurines. So if you go, would you bring me back like a couple of wise men and a camel? I'd appreciate that.
This is Brian Chappell of Unlimited Grace, This spring, I'll be leading a tour of the Holy Land, and you could be my guest. Just register on this station's website for a chance to win a free Unlimited Grace trip to Israel. For 10 remarkable days, we'll be following in the footsteps of Jesus. And just for entering, I'll send you a free copy of my latest book, Unlimited Grace.
To enter for your chance to win, go to letstalkfaith.com. Enter the keyword grace.
Hi, this is Philip DeCourcy of Know the Truth, and this month I've got an exciting new series to share with you based on the book of Jonah. You'll hear how God's call on Jonah's life to go to the city of Nineveh has been an inspiration to expand Know the Truth's commitment to reach the lost right here in your city. Hear all about it when you join me for a special interview this week on Know the Truth. That's right here on Faith Talk, 570 AM, 910 AM, and 102.1 FM.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Former Senator Bob Dole has bestowed the Congressional Medal of Honor during a dignified ceremony on Capitol Hill.
The bipartisan tribute to the former senator from Kansas, decorated World War II veteran, and the GOP's 1996 presidential candidate began with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
It is a privilege to welcome you to the grandest hall in Washington for an even grander occasion.
Ever humble and sporting his trademark sense of humor, the frail 94-year-old Bob Dole was honored indeed.
I want to thank all those who have said such kind words about me. They're probably not true, but they were nice.
Senator Dole's wife, Elizabeth, also a former U.S. senator, finished her husband's remarks to a standing ovation. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Hardline conservatives say they're not yet there when it comes to voting to avoid a government shutdown.
The chairman of the Hard Right Freedom Caucus, North Carolina's Mark Meadows, says GOP leaders don't yet have the votes for a one-month stopgap plan to keep the government running past midnight on Friday. With Democrats united in their opposition, Republicans need all the votes they can get. So far, conservatives are holding out for a full year of defense spending.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Democrat Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham says they need to see movement on immigration before they'll back legislation preventing a federal shutdown.
I have no doubt that General Kelly is clear about that. That if you, and we said, we need the White House to engage, tell the leadership that they need to give us votes on these bipartisan compromises.
Without a deal, the government will shut down on Friday. The White House has announced that Donald Trump will be the first president to address the annual March for Life this coming Friday by video. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average passed 26,000 for the first time. It was up 323 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just like all of you, I've been hearing about MyPillow, and I'm skeptical that it's as great as everybody says it is. Well, I received my first MyPillow, and I love it. Unbelievable. Larry Elder here, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, get this, a very special offer for Larry Elder listeners. MyPillow is offering buy one, get one free. Expiration for this offer is only 2 weeks away, so do not delay. Order now if you are looking for a great night's sleep. Listen. Now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. If you already know how great MyPillow is, why not give them for everybody you know? So call 800-890-1843. Make sure you use the promo code Larry or go to MyPillow.com. Again, you must use promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, promo code Larry. 800-890-1843, promo code Larry. MyPillow.com, promo code Larry.
U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Amy Vaughn says the bright light in what sounded like thunder in the sky above Michigan Tuesday night was a meteoroid.
We are showing that a meteorite impact did occur about 8 kilometers west-southwest of New Haven, Michigan.
Vaughn says some people felt their homes shaking.
People who were awake for this event definitely would have experienced probably their houses being rattled a bit, shaking, maybe walls and countertops, potentially having things falling off of them or rolling off of them.
The sound from the meteor was so intense it registered as a magnitude 2.0 event.
That would have registered as if it were approximately a 2.0 earthquake, but it's not something we would consider an earthquake. It's more of a quote-unquote seismic event created by an outside source in this case.
Bill Cook with NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office tells the Detroit News it was definitely a meteoroid and a rare sight for Michigan. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The World Economic Forum says a new survey found more than 9 in 10 experts are expressing concerns about worsening economic or political confrontation between world powers as charismatic strongman politics increasingly affect geopolitics.
The WEF cites a deteriorating geopolitical landscape as among factors behind a pessimistic outlook this year. It adds to lingering environmental worries and comes despite signs of an economic rebound. The team behind the Global Risk Report says geopolitical tensions are fanning an increase in the scale and sophistication of cyber attacks and suggests greater investment in prevention is needed.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. That report includes a survey of nearly 1,000 experts and decision makers about 30 global risks over a 10-year span. The World Economic Forum is perhaps best known as the organizer of the annual Davos conference that convenes next week. President Trump is expected to address the convocation. More at townhall.com.
This hour of the Bill Bunkley Show is sponsored by EDI Travel.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Mike, the next time I sub in for Bill Bunkley, you better have a title for me. Bill Carl. Bill's not feeling good. Called in today and said, hey, man, I just can't do it. Could you step in for me? And I was like, well, of course I can. So here I am. We'll do the best we can for the next hour or so. A little bit later on today, we're going to talk with Anna Mims from Wycliffe Bible Translators and find out what's going on there as they continue to share the gospel around the world in so many powerful ways, translating the Bible into some languages that have never been written, some languages that are, I mean, and I'm not exaggerating, are clicks and whistles. Can you imagine taking the book of Leviticus and making that make sense? And because that's what they do every day. And we're going to talk to them about that, find out what's going on there, and have a look at that. Kind of looking at some of the news of the day. I was actually, when this popped up, I saw it before I saw it in the news. I was on Facebook, and all of a sudden, here comes a Facebook Live notice. Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County is about to start a news conference. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Sheriff J.D. Grudd of Polk, Grady Judd of Polk County news conference, but that's one you don't want to miss because he is colorful, he is truthful, and he is blunt, and he will say it the way it is. So I thought to myself, I will hang around for a minute while they're putting this together. And really, it wasn't just Sheriff Judd in Polk County. Thank you for listening on 102.1 FM, by the way. It was Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. Just all the different sheriffs from around the Tampa Bay area were a part of this press conference because it really has to do with the ongoing debate that we're having right now over immigration reform, what to do with the Dreamers, what to do to increase security of our borders, what to do when somebody who is coming to the country illegally commits a crime, and how do we handle that? Now, one of the big issues has been, and there have been several lawsuits over it, is when local law enforcement arrests somebody who is in the country illegally. And there are many, many of these municipalities who would prefer to and have been asked to on a federal level by the immigration, by ICE, immigration, and I'm going to try to say this the right way, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, They've been asked to, hey, listen, when you get somebody like that, can you detain them so that we can make sure that they're not wanted on some type of federal warrant, so we know that that they're there, and if we have to, we can come get them. The lawsuits come because in some cases, ICE has said, hey, listen, we need you to hold them for 48 hours so we can investigate and prepare probable cause. And the constitutional sticking point is, well, if you have somebody who is in jail arrested on a misdemeanor, but they don't have any other you know, crimes against them showing, and if you're holding them so that you can try to find that they committed a crime, then you're in a really weird area constitutionally, because now you're holding somebody without cause, somebody who might have bonded out or just after they sat in jail for a night was able to walk out. And so you get that tension between knowing that somebody here is illegally and they've possibly committed a crime and constitutional protections. And now that has been streamlined a little bit more. And so top immigration officials have announced a workaround to this quandary, and they've gotten together. They had a big news conference. Bob Gualtieri was the representative of the National Sheriff's Association and the major county sheriffs of America. And they're developing a new protocol that would allow them to take part in a program that deputizes local jail staff as federal immigration agents. So the prison guards, the intake folks who are working in booking, or the jail guards, all of them now will share a dual designation or deputization as federal immigration agents, allowing them to serve immigration warrants, ICE warrants, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which I think is a good thing. I mean, listen, anybody who's a criminal needs to be brought to account for that. I don't think that's in any way racist or you know, in any way unbalanced in its direction toward those from other countries. And certainly, if somebody here is illegally, they're here illegally, they've come in undocumented, whatever term you choose to use, then certainly the question is begged, well, would this have happened if you had just not come? So now it looks like there's some of that latitude that we need legally to be able to, when somebody commits a crime and they're not a citizen, to be able to hold them so that ICE can come and make sure that the right thing gets done. So that's kind of the big thing that came out today. Now, Grady Judd was a part of that, but still, if you're like me, when you see Grady Judd fly across your screen and you know there's a press conference, you're like, I don't know what this guy's going to say, but I'm hanging around because it's going to be good. So that was one of the bigger stories that came out today out of the news in Tallahassee, where Bill is resting up and hopefully getting his health back today in the legislature. A couple of things going on. USF, they've decided now to take the separate accreditations for USF St. Pete and USF Sarasota and put it all back under one umbrella with USF, the main campus located here in Tampa. So that is that campus, and it becomes accredited as a preeminent school, really raising its rank among those Florida colleges. In fact, I think they were ranked higher than FSU. I'm not trying to bust on Noles fans. I'm not a Gator guy. I'm just telling you the way it is. That's something that will spread out between them. And then another thing that's kind of popped up, too, is we look at Jack Letvalla and his resignation from the Florida Senate, sexual harassment charges, and just a sad, sad situation there. It has been decided that there probably will not be a special election to replace that seat before November. Why? Apparently the cost of holding a special election for a seat that wouldn't even take effect in this Florida legislature in the spring and then would be up for grabs in November, the cost of that being so prohibitive, it actually makes more sense with the taxpayers' money to just go ahead and hold that seat open. Several Florida senators have taken over the responsibilities for that seat. That district runs from northern Pinellas up into southern Pasco County, 500,000 people. And then all the staff that were under Jack Latvala, all the aides that were a part of that, are going to go ahead and stay on until November and that that election takes place. In the meantime, it just seems like in Tallahassee, everybody's kind of fighting to see who's going to step up as the big dog when it comes to that governor's mansion that'll be open soon. And so everybody's trying to get their conservative bona fides set up on the GOP side. You know, Richard Corcoran is basically just, you know, doing everything he can to get strict with financial policy. There's going to be a fight over Governor Scott's budget. Governor Scott, who to his credit was our governor during some very difficult times, very proactive in bringing new jobs to the state, is saying, hey, look, we've got some room here. We have some services that we need to expand, some infrastructure, some things to do to improve lives for Floridians. We need to throw a little bit more money in the kitty. And now you're going to have an inter-party fight here because you don't want to be in the fall the guy who said, oh, yeah, let's spend more money, when you're going to stand up and say, I'm running on a small government platform. So it should make for a very interesting continuing of the Florida legislature as we see who decides to do what, who's going to fight whom, and we see who else arises to run for that governor's chair in the next election. It's going to be, we're in for some really interesting times here as you kind of get into big, well, I'm more conservative than you. Because I think that in Florida, and then, of course, you know, what's going to happen with the other party? What's going to happen with the Democrats? I mean, are they going to take some seats away? It's been a GOP supermajority for a very, very long time. In the backlash of so many who have found themselves not happy with the current administration in Washington, do you see that kind of backlash here in the state of Florida? And what does that even mean? So we'll see. Also coming up, it is getting to be time for Calibrate, the worship event, South Tampa Fellowship. I mentioned this in the last hour. Listen, if you're a worship leader, if you sing at your church, listen, if you plug in the guitars and make sure the soundboard is on, you really need to be at Calibrate, the worship event. It's coming up January 29th at South Tampa Fellowship. Matt Maher will be there, some folks from Bethel Worship, Meredith Andrews. This is a chance for you to have your heart spoken to be discipled in a way that goes beyond the music, to where the songs come from. CalibrateWorship.com/Tampa. CalibrateWorship.com/Tampa is where you go to sign up, and you need to get to that soon. CalibrateWorship.com/Tampa. Back with more in a minute on The Bill Bunkley Show.
Snoring. It's not funny, and it's definitely not normal. It's actually a sign that you're not breathing properly while you sleep, and you're probably ruining your partner's sleep as well. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, resulting in the loud, noisy sounds of snoring. But now, thanks to an Australian innovation called Mute, the answer to your snoring problem may be right under your nose. Mute is an easy-to-use and comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports your airway, keeping it open while you sleep. It helps you breathe more easily through your nose so you can keep your mouth closed. In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both to enjoy a better night's sleep. Mute is available now at Walgreens, GNC, or your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Hi, this is Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what the Bible has to say about current events? Join me Sunday nights at 11 on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, as I take your questions about Bible prophecy and current events, creation and evolution, Israel in the Middle East, angels and extraterrestrials, sin and salvation, and a whole lot more. Bring an open mind and an open Bible, because you never know what we're going to talk about next. Sunday nights at 11 on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust in you.
Thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. I'm in for Bill Bunkley. I'm Bill Carl. It's great to be with you. It's funny, I was watching the New Orleans Vikings game. I don't know if you're a football fan at all this weekend. And it looked like the Saints had come back. They were going to wrap that thing up and win. And then the last play of the game, Case Keenum throws this pass. And I forget the guy's name who caught it. Help me. Stephon Diggs. Great catch. An amazing catch, as a matter of fact. He goes up to catch it. But it looks like he's going to be tackled, and there's no getting away from it. It's just going to, you know, its game's going to be over. The DB for New Orleans mistimes his hit. He didn't wrap him. He just tried to undercut him. He comes under. He misses. Stephon Diggs lands both feet, touches the turf with his hand, runs in for a touchdown. Game is over. And just the most unlikely win in the world. And so everybody was focused on Stephon Diggs. Everybody was focused on Case Keenum. They couldn't get the team out there to kick the extra point to finish the game for like 10 minutes. Eventually, it was funny, they settled for just, they just knelt. They didn't even try to kick the goal. And we talked last hour about God in the midst of that. When guys like Case Keenum give glory to God, or the guys from Philadelphia who won their game to go to the to meet the Vikings next week in the NFC Championship, how they gave credit to Jesus Christ, how powerful that is, and how we talked about, you know, when we have those moments that are amazing victories, where it would be very easy to take credit for ourselves, but there's the guy who stand up and say, hey, I just want to give glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we talked about whether or not God cares about those games. Who wins? Who loses? Is he in heaven saying, hey, listen, man, I know that there's something bad happening over here in Malawi, but man, this game. And I know I'm being silly, but I'm being silly on purpose, because I think sometimes we kind of buy into that a little bit. But at any rate, I think it's powerful when people use their platforms to give glory to God in those big moments. What I wonder about even more is God in those moments when we fail so visibly in front of others. when we blow it so bad and everybody sees it? And where do we go with that? I can't even remember the guy's name who was defending Stefon Diggs in that moment, and it's really not important. But I really hope for him that he's finding God in the middle of that moment. I really hope for him, and because for every win, there's a loss, believe me, especially in professional sports. For every triumph, there's a turndown. Absolutely the truth. I've had some moments in my life that were pretty amazing moments, but they're few and far between. And so for every win, there's a loss. So my thing in the midst of that is I want to believe that as much as God is there in the midst of that triumph, in the midst of that TV moment, that I'm going to Disney moment, that he's there for the other guy who missed the tackle, blew the whole play, and they ended up losing. Yeah, I think about, again, I talked about this a little bit in the first hour, when Tim Tebow was in that one playoff game, which Denver won. And if you're a Tim Tebow football defender, you always, well, you know, he won that playoff game, which I love Tim Tebow, by the way. Not so much. I don't think he's a great football player, but I think he's an amazing man of God. But what I really appreciate about that guy is that it's one thing to stand up or kneel down in a playoff game and thank God afterwards that you've won. It's another thing when the NFL says, yeah, you know, despite that, we don't think you're that great. And the Jets bring you in for a cup of coffee and nothing happens. And the Patriots bring you in for a cup of coffee and nothing happens. When the only offer you get for a football team is to go play some Arena League ball out with the guy who was in Kiss, you know, 30 years ago. And then you end up doing minor league baseball, which, I mean, he did pretty well. Played for the Mets, started hitting the ball a little bit, that type of thing. But what I really appreciate about guys like Tim Tebow, and that I think that we can all learn from to some extent in our lives as Christians, is, you know, saying thank you to God the day we lose the game. You know, the day that job interview didn't work out the way that we thought it would. The day that, you know, heaven forbid, the marriage didn't go like you thought that it would. The day that, you know, you prayed really hard for that person in your life who was sick, that they would be healed, and they weren't healed, and they died. And you have to walk through that and everything that means. I think those are the moments that I'm impacted the most by other people's faith. Those are the moments that I think, wow, they've really got something that I want in my life. I mean, I've been a Christian now. Well, I mean, really, I got very serious about my faith when I was 20 years old. So I'm 50, so 30 years. And I can tell you that I can't tell you any times where other people have impacted my life that were mountaintop moments for them, or where I was at a game and I was like, oh man, he won and he talked about the Lord. But I can tell you about a billion times that I've seen my friends and family members and acquaintances walk through horrible places in life and still be able to give God the glory. So I don't know who that's for today, but I think that might be for someone right now who's saying, you know what? I'm not seeing a lot of mountaintop moments. Nobody's passing me the ball with a second left, and I'm going to score a touchdown and win. And, you know, I'm probably not going to Disney this year. I just want to let you know that your testimony in those times of hurt and pain is every bit as valuable and as important as that moment you see on TV where the guy scores a touchdown and then thanks God. I mean, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe you've had a failure in your life and you've seen God really be glorified like through that. You know, maybe you'd even want to share that. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I got to tell you, early in our marriage, Missy and I went through some very, very difficult times. And we actually separated for a short time. And I have to tell you that in my whole Christian life, I don't know that I've ever felt closer to God than I did when we were putting that all back together. I mean, I've had some really great moments in my life, awards, financial things. I've had a very small amount of prestige in my career as a broadcaster. But none of those moments, I stood up one time in front of 10,000 people and got to give an altar call. It was amazing. It was a great moment. It's really amazing. But I don't know that I ever experienced his grace and his mercy and his presence, nor was I able to share that with others in a way as more effective as then when everything just seemed to be going down the tubes. So there you go. Just something to think about as we continue on this afternoon here on the Bill Bunkley Show. And if you want to be a part of the program, that number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have Anna Mims from Wycliffe Bible Translators. And she's going to talk about using her talents for God and giving up the glory for the tough times with Wycliffe. And we're going to have a chance to talk through that. In the meantime, I do want to remind you that you have a chance right now to go to letstalkfaith.com. Pop in the keyword, actually, go to the contest link. That's right. Go to letstalkfaith.com, click on the contest link, and enter to win the New York shopping spree. You could be heading to New York City for 3 days, 2 nights, transportation, accommodations, and spending money, all $400,000, and you could just get yourself all decked out for spring. It is called the New York Shopping Spree Giveaway. Click the contest tab at letstalkfaith.com.
This is the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump about to make history once again as he will be the first sitting president ever to address the March for Life in a live video address. That'll happen on Friday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's Rose Garden remarks will be beamed to the March for Life via satellite, and she says the president is committed to protecting the life of the unborn. Something of a war of words today between the White House and Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, who took aim at some of the president's attacks on the media. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Flake is actually trying to increase his own popularity among his constituents in Arizona because of his own low poll numbers. Another history-making session on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 323 points, closing above the 26,000 mark for the first time ever, 26,116. This is SRN News.
You are part of a worship team, a leader, a disciple.
You are pointing people to Christ every day, but sometimes leading worship and participating in worship can be hard to balance. Sometimes we can even lose our bearings.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a gathering of worship team members, leaders, and staff just like you?
Other people who are trying to balance leading, participating, and discipleship all with the never-ending to-do list?
Good news! There is. It's Calibrate, the worship team event.
We'll be joined by worship leader and recording artist Matt Marr.
I'm there. I'm alive because he lived.
Meredith Andrews, Josh Wilson, Bethel Music, Caleb Miller, and more. Calibrate Worship, educating, equipping, and encouraging worship teams to help serve your community. It's a full day of encouragement, insight, worship, and a time in God's Word.
Join us January 29th at South Tampa Fellowship. Visit CalibrateWorship.com for more information.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep. Only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board. But more importantly, We share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Do you have a cracked or broken windshield and full coverage insurance? Do you want a new windshield at no charge and up to $100 cash back on the spot for your damaged windshield? Call Autoglass America today at 813-96-GLASS. They work for you, not your insurance company.
813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Autoglass America.
Weekday mornings at 8. Don't miss Moving Forward with Dr. Stephen Rumage.
You come to him and say, God, I know you can do anything. But Lord, I don't want to just know it in my mind, and I don't want to just read about it in the Word. I want to experience it in my life. And so, God, because you have that power, I am trusting in you.
Moving Forward with Dr. Stephen Rumage. Weekday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com. If you know Alexa, you know she's quick with a joke.
What starts with an E, but only has a single letter in it? An envelope.
Or an encouraging compliment.
You always know how to find that silver lining.
But best of all, you can listen to Alexa to listen to us.
Welcome to Faith Talk Tampa.
Just tell Alexa, enable Faith Talk Tampa skill. And boom, there you go.
Welcome to Faith Talk Tampa.
On air, online, and using Alexa. Faith Talk 570.
'Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough. And greater is the one living inside.
Bill Carl in for Bill Bunkley today. Thanks for listening to Faith Talk 570, 910 FM 102.1. I'm a little jealous. Flipping around on Instagram, all my friends back in North Carolina are out playing in the snow right now. They have 6 inches. Forecast for us tonight, cold, cold, and colder. Clear skies and then down around 30 degrees. Some of the areas north of us down into the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, highs only reaching the low 50s. So, yeah, bundle up for that. Before we took a break, we were talking about, you know, what it means to give God glory when things are awesome. But what it means to give God glory when things aren't awesome. What if you're not the guy who catches the pass to win the game? What if you're the guy who missed the tackle that would have stopped the guy who caught the pass to win the game? And where is God in the middle of that? Robert checking in from Largo today. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. So something good spurred there for you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, I was, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really listened to as much Christian radio as I used to. Because just about a year ago now, my wife left me. And then at the same time, when I say she left me, and we're now divorced. And at the same week, my church had split. Mm. And so I was dealing with all that at the exact same time. And for a long time, I just kept praying to the Lord that he was going to bring her back and that the church was going to get back together. And all I heard was nothing. The Lord just did absolutely nothing about it. So what I did is, I was just like, all right, this is the way it's going to be. That's fine. And so I don't want to say I backslid, but I just completely ignored, I stopped reading the Bible because I used to love to read the Bible every morning. I stopped reading the Bible and I just started living, you know, just like anybody else would, and
right,
just trying to put the pain out of my life. And you know, it was pretty successful. I'm going to be honest with you here. I'm not going to pull any punches. I mean, the more I pulled away from the Lord, then the less pain I felt. And now what I'm experiencing is I'm feeling the Holy Spirit just try to draw me back to church, mm-hmm, and try to draw me back to him. But the more I listen to Christian radio and the more I really try to get into the Word of God, guess what? The sadness of my marriage being over is coming back again. And so it's leaving me very, very confused.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robert, this is first of all, thank you for being so honest, because I don't know that we do that enough. I mean, listen, it would be one thing for us to jump on here and be like, everything's great. And inside you're just kind of slowly wilting. And that's not, if God isn't there, if God can't work in the worst of times, then we have to think about what that means, don't we? But first of all, I just applaud your honesty. And I would say that, man, I want to say this in a way that's real and authentic and not just trying to put, you know, some frosting on top of a really bad cupcake for you. Sometimes the absence of pain doesn't mean that everything is better. And conversely, sometimes the presence of pain doesn't mean that you have been left alone or that you aren't healing or that there's not hope. I had a back surgery this summer and got finished the first surgery. It was very successful. I didn't have a lot of pain. But all of a sudden I had an infection that had started to take root, and the return of the pain due to that infection is what cued me off that I needed some further healing, that I needed something. And so what I would say to you is that I would not reject that pain as somehow being construed with the absence of God or that God doesn't care. Certainly what you've been through with your wife takes more than a day to get through, and with your church. And I just pray for you that God speaks to you to a point where you're able to walk through that pain and go through that and find him in the right smack dab in the middle of it, man. Because there are a lot of people going through this life who are experiencing no pain, and they are as far from God as anything. So I just want you to know that I hope that at some point you find God in the pain and the joy, that you find him in that devastation and in that subsequent healing. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit, as he tugs on your heart, that that you're not going to let that go, that you're going to find a way to run toward that pain. And I know that's hard. That's easy for me to say and hard for you to do. And I wish you the best. I pray for the best for you, man. Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you.
Man, that's as real as it gets. If every moment I ever have on the air is as real as that for the rest of my career, the rest of my ministry, I feel like something good happened in my life. You're listening to Faith Talk 570, 910, FM 102.1. And Bill Bunkley took a break today, so I'm filling in. Our next guest is from a missions organization that I just, man, you can't say enough good things about Wycliffe Bible Translators. I mean, the courage to go into places where there's not even a written language, in some places where there's not even, I mean, you have to invent a language to talk about God, is just such a powerful calling. Anna Mims joins us. She gave up a long, lucrative career in global corporate communications to apply her talents for Wycliffe. And I think this is one of those things that plays into our conversation. Sometimes the things that happen in life that hurt the most or aren't the easiest are right where God is. Anna, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught any of that last conversation. But
just a little bit of it.
But what we were talking about is, you know, it's easy. I don't even know if it's easy, but it's typical when you win the big game, when you're getting the accolades from everybody to praise God and to thank him. And, you know, I just like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who helped me complete that touchdown pass and we won the Super Bowl. But it's a tough thing, I think. First of all, tell us a little bit about your story to come to a place where you go, God, I believe you're right in the place where the rest of the world is going to think I lost.
Wow, isn't that right? That's absolutely right. Well, I tell you, I was originally born in Havana, Cuba. So I was raised there in Florida with my family, and came to know the Lord when I was 18 years old. So really, the Lord walked me through an amazing career, as you pointed out earlier. Really living everything that my parents had left our country for, and came to the United States, just heaps amount of blessings, and 28, 29 years after having an amazing career and daughter and husband and everything, found myself living abroad with my career and my family, and my husband abandoned us. And now what? It's like life had turned upside down, inside out, not just betrayed by my husband, but friends turned their back on us. And you can imagine just a horrible, horrible situation. And that's when you start thinking, Lord, where are you in the middle of this? But it was actually out of those ashes and out of that type of situation that God really intended to start turning the trajectory of my life towards the very place that I find myself now serving with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Sometimes, I hate to sound cliche-ish, but sometimes God does what seemingly is destroying a life only to give you your real life back. And the amount of blessings and miracles that my daughter and I have seen and witnessed and walked in since then has been unbelievable. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And yes, there's been pain, but in the pain, we've seen the hand of God. We've seen his love. We've seen his mercy. We've seen him, and there's been nothing like it. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that my entire career was actually a training ground so that I could serve as I'm serving with Wycliffe. I would never be able to be serving in the role that I'm in had I not first had that training and that background to begin with.
Well, and it must have been a painful transition, not just obviously, the trauma of your marriage dissolving and everything that went with that. You do lose friends. We have friends who divorced recently, and it's like everybody had to choose, you know, who did you get in the divorce? You know what I mean? And it's tough, but now you're in a place where you're trusting God, you're finding this, but it's everybody around you. I mean, it's such a dramatic change. How did your friends and family react?
Well, I think at first everybody was shocked, and, you know, I think everybody expected me to go back into the corporate world where I would be earning, you know, let's say a better salary than you earn.
Sure.
Than in missions, where actually what I earn is based on what people contribute to my ministry.
Right.
And so even in my own heart, I was a little bit like, okay, Lord, but I'm a single mom now. Surely you can't mean that this is where you want me. You know, so it really took an extra leap of faith for me to trust God that now was the time that he wanted me to do this. And the more I trusted, the more he showed up. And I remember saying, but Lord, don't you know that it's an inconvenient time for me to go into ministry now?
This would really be a better time for me to continue to have a really huge salary as a well-paid communications consultant.
Exactly.
And yet God is calling you. We're talking with Anna Mims, by the way. She's a global communications and international relations. She's in charge of that with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Very lucrative career in the mainstream for a very long time. And then all of a sudden God comes and says, by the way, you're going to go help translate the Bible for people who've never heard about me before, and it's not going to pay a lot at all.
What
was that like, not just in terms of, you know, the comfort of that comes with the large salary or the security that comes with knowing that, hey, man, that money's going to be in the bank. But what about, you know, what's inside of us all that, you know, we place our value sometimes in our occupation. We place our value sometimes in the workplace. And all of a sudden, that's no longer there for you.
Well, when that disappears, then it's almost like the Lord is, you know, he's like, there's a mirror up in front of you. You start seeing what's really in your heart. And even though I'd walked with the Lord my whole adult life, you think that's not there. But those seeds where there is doubt actually come out, where there is unbelief comes out, and you start seeing what's really inside you. And then the walk gets super real.
Mm.
But the more you bring that to him, the more you bring the doubts to him, the more you bring the unbelief to him, and the more you surrender, the more he is who he says he is, and he meets you right there. And I have to tell you that there is never, my daughter and I, we've never lacked. And when I thought that, okay, this month, unless a contribution comes in, unless there's a financial supporter, unless it's always there. The Lord has, you know, it's like David wrote, the righteous always have enough, and their children are never begging bread. And that has been my testimony of who the Lord has been for me. He's always been faithful. He is faithful, and I have no doubt that he will always be faithful.
Oh, I'm so glad we're having this conversation, not just for our listeners and just for you, Anna, but just for Richard, who we just were talking with. I hope, Richard, I hope you're still with us, because I think Anna's saying something that should go right to the heart of where you are. Let me ask you this. Anna Mims is with us from Wycliffe Bible Translator. So you've gone through all of this, and now what has God brought into your life that you say, this is so much more than I ever thought I'd have working with Wycliffe?
I mean, it's, you know, it's unbelievable. What it is that knowing that all of those years I spent, you know, in the marketplace, you know, the stuff that we go through as believers in a dark workplace sometimes, all of the persecution we might go through, all of the stuff we put up through. You know, there are times when I was in the corporate world that I felt the calling to go into ministry and wanted to do that, and I felt the Lord say, no, that's not for you right now. And I see now that it was intended for a place and a time, and had I done it when I wanted to, I would not have the experience or the expertise to be able to contribute to the kingdom now. And to think that I'm able to do that in a way where I'm able to help be part of a team to spread the word of God literally into places where it's never been. I mean, some of us own 5 and 6 Bibles, and there are people out there in the world that don't even know the love of the Lord. You know, we talk about the second coming. There are people that don't even know about the first coming. And so to be a part of that as part of a team that helps forward the kingdom into places it hasn't been is, there's nothing greater than that. To think that I'm a part of that is worth anything that God has had to do in my life to change my trajectory to be a part of that. There's nothing greater than that. That is the Great Commission, to go and tell, whether I'm actually doing the telling or I'm part of the team that's functioning to do the telling is amazing. It's a privilege.
Wycliffe has been at it. Their first translation completed in 1951, and they have a goal of seeing a Bible translation project started in every language by 2025, every language still needing that translation. And you get to be part of the global communications and international relationships to make that all come together, Anna. What's that like for you? I mean, having your whole life in corporate and global communications, and now you're part of this amazing goal to provide God's word to every language still needing one.
Well, like I said, it's mind blowing sometimes. It's like, you know, when I sit in meetings with other people that are part of the effort, you know, when we sit around and we pray and we say, okay, Lord, you know, what say you? What would you have us do? There are things going on all over the world, and obviously some in countries where we can't mention or we can't name, but it's unbelievable, because we have people out in the field, and so we say, how do we take these stories and how do we take the amazing things that are going on and tell those stories in a way to let people, for example, in Florida know, and in Europe know, and in Asia know, how all of these things that are happening in the kingdom, how do we let them know that those things are going on? And we're constantly innovative and coming up with new creative ways to tell the stories that are going on out in the field, in tribes and in towns that people don't know that exist yet. But that the kingdom is moving forward in. So it's great. Sometimes it's frustrating, but it's also energizing.
Well, it's so neat, your story, and it's got to be such a neat thing for your daughter to walk through that with you. And what an example that must be in her life. And I'm just so glad. First of all, excuse me for just a moment, Anna. Mike, thank you for scheduling Anna today, because that all worked exactly how God wanted it to work. We've been talking with Anna Mims from Wycliffe Bible Translators. Wycliffe.org is the website. And maybe you're looking for what's next and God is calling you to spread the gospel. Wycliffe.org would be a great place for you to investigate. Anna Mims, God bless you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
And thank you for listening to the Bill Bunkley Show today. I'm Bill Carl. We've just got a couple of minutes left, and I just want to say this because the big thing that I just got from Anna, in addition to this amazing ministry that is Wycliffe and how great it is that God would take somebody with so much success in the corporate world who's going through a real tragedy and a real trauma and bring them into a place where they can be used by the kingdom of God. I cannot tell you off air over the last 3 to 4 months how many people have sat in my studio or in my office and have told me, I think it's over. I think one has been their marriage is wrecked. Another friend of mine, their finances are destroyed. Another person lost a job that they had for a long time. We just talked with somebody earlier today whose marriage and church was in shambles. And I have to tell you that the word that I think God has for us, and this isn't like some kind of voodoo prophet kind of, ooh, I have a word for you type thing. I can count on one hand the times in my life where that's happened. And it is special and it is amazing when God chooses to work that way. But I just want to tell you this one thing that I truly believe for you, one way or the other. You are far from over. You are far from finished. You are not done. And God is certainly not done with you. And if there's pain in your life right now that is resulting from one of those situations, I want to encourage you to do your very best, not to run from it, but to find the purpose in it, because you are not done yet. I don't think I'm done yet. I certainly hope not. But the show is done for today. Thanks for listening to the Bill Bunkley Show. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. And if he's not, then maybe I'll join you again. Until then, God bless. Good night.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.